In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask your Holy Spirit upon us. Help and guide us in your graces. Help us to go to battle for our salvation. Help us look to you for the source of our consolation and our hope. Amen. I don't know if you're aware, we have a podcast. The diocese is a podcast, which is a great way. We do a lot of things to help evangelize the universe. It's one of the ways we do that. So some of us priests, what we'll do is on our Sunday homilies, we'll record them and record it. I'm not texting during Mass. I'm recording my homily, and we put our homilies on the podcast so as for you to be edified, so as you can go back to them or whatever. You missed Mass, or you want to hear other ways of evangelizing. I personally enjoy it. I get to listen to some preaching. I'm always preaching. I seldom get preached too, so I get to be myself edified for my own soul. So last week, Father John Jiddu, who was at St. George, had a really good homily, and it was like kind of spread around, and it was a fire homily, and it was very pointed. It's very much like, as parents who are the gatekeepers of their household, how to parent your children for aunts and uncles, all these things, how as villages we need to be better at parenting the world around us. And he went to like a whole list of things, like having cell phones, clothes, and modesty, and dating, and music, and all these things in our world that are challenging and difficult at the same time, very, very, very un-Christian. And if you are parents, if you have young children, or whomever in high school, even younger, you're listening to it, if it can seem kind of overwhelming. It can seem kind of a doom and gloom way of listening to it, like, what is happening? Was it overwhelming? Was it too much? Was he too much? I don't. I think he was spot on. I think it was perfect. I think it was like, listen, the world around us is crazy, really un-Christian, the world around us. And as I was praying with that and praying with the whole beauty of Palm Sunday, entering into Holy Week, preparing us for the resurrection, preparing us for Divine Mercy Sunday, the theme that I kept going with and what I kept praying with is the whole idea that we are at war. War. And if you as a human, you as a parent, you as a disciple of Jesus don't know that, you are not self-reflective, you are not paying attention. We're absolutely at war for the very nature of our soul, of ourselves, of our church, of our nation, of the Western world, of the world around us. And that's okay, not to be overwhelmed, but just to be aware of it. For example, this past week, my sister had a new baby, so I went to go visit him on Thursday. A little 7-pound little nugget. So I pick him up, and I'm walking him in the hospital room, and I'm lecturing him. Okay, he's about, I don't know, 12 hours old, right? And I'm like, Lex, I'm like, listen, the world around you is crazy. 2 weeks ago, they would have gladly killed you in the womb. But we protected you, and you will always be protected. But the world is very confused. They don't know genders. They don't know who they are. Everyone's anxious and overwhelmed. But you, little child, you will be loved, and you'll be protected. My sister's like, what are you doing? Like, give me my child. Like, but it was just true. Like, the world is crazy. It's like wild out there. It's like, what is happening? Everyone's just confused and mass craziness, all these things. Just the whole idea, the concept, and I was really praying with this, like a battle, that we're a battle. We're battling for the very nature of our souls and all these things. So, as is my usual way of preparing for homilies, I go down rabbit holes. What were the two rabbit holes I went down to this past week? I was watching like Lord of the Rings battle scenes, right? Just like war, like battle, like people marching into war. That, and you know, because of the NCAA tournament, whatever, some sports stuff. I was watching like Rocky and Creed movies or boxing movies. Like the montages of them like preparing for the big fight of the final scene of the movie. But not the actual fight itself, just preparing for it. Like they're running, they're doing push-ups, they're like punching tires, all these things. I'm like getting hyped for the homily. Like, let's go. It's Palm Sunday. Let's go. Let's march into battle. I'm like, all right, it's going to be great. And we enter into that and we pray with the beauty of like today. Oh, Palm Sunday. Of like what's happening with Jesus marching into Jerusalem. We have a little procession, we have palms, and it's very, very beautiful. But we have like really like enter into like what is Jesus doing? Like he's at a battle march. It's like all of Lent we've been preparing for it. And here we are, we're marching into Lent, and then we stop. And like we're here. It's like those battle scenes, like they march and then they stop. And they're waiting to go to battle. They're preparing for this boxing match. They go and like the bell rings, like boom! Everything kind of stops, and it's like, now what? Now the battle begins. Now we enter into Holy Week. Now we prepare our hearts for a Holy Thursday where Jesus gives us the Eucharist, he gives us the priesthood, and then he is arrested, and he is betrayed, and then he suffers, and then he dies. The focal point of our church is the crucifixion of Jesus. And then the greatest victory of all human times is the resurrection of Jesus, leading us into New Sunday and Divine Mercy Sunday, and the beauty of all of that. All of it. That he knew, and he knows now, that he's at war. And he's at war for our very soul. He's at war for our salvation. And he goes to battle, and he dies in battle, thinking the devil, the enemy, thinks that it is his victory, is the death of Jesus. But our victory is the death of Jesus, because of the resurrection of Jesus. And it's like, yes, we have won. He won the war. And then we go back, and here we are in this church. Why do I still feel like I'm at war? Why do I still feel overwhelmed? Because we still have our battles to fight. And the beauty of it is, and to really think about it, right? Because we want to think of ourselves like, the world is crazy. Those people out there are crazy. And abortion, identity issues, all these things. What does Jesus do? As he marches into battle on Palm Sunday, the first place he goes to, he doesn't go to Wall Street and say, you financial people. He doesn't go to the politicians, like you people who are leaders. He doesn't go to the brothels and say, you people are falling into sin. He marches right into the temple. Into where apparently everybody's holy and offering sacrifices. And he challenges them to be better. Flipping over tables and yelling at people, all these things. Why? Because we are absolutely at war, my brothers and sisters. But we need not lose hope. Because our hope is in Jesus, who has a victor already. He is victorious. But he does challenge. We do have our battles. And he goes right to us. Why have you been on this journey, on this battle march for 6 weeks in Lent? Just to say we did it? Just to be overwhelmed because we couldn't do it? Or to actually allow ourselves conversion? To actually say that Jesus came and the world is crazy and he's going to battle. And what does he want to do? What does he want to fight for? Me. My conversion. My sin. Why aren't I better in my life? Why aren't I more forgiving and more patient and more loving? Why aren't I more prayerful? Why am I so attached to physical pleasures in the world around us? God wants me, you, us, to be better. He goes right into the temple, into the heart of it, and says, you people must be better. So what do we do with all this? Two things. I'm going to end with the two things here. As we enter into this Holy Week, my prayer for you deeply, deeply, is to enter into the mystery of the week. Open up the Gospels. Read all four Gospels, the story of Palm Sunday, the Last Supper, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. Enter into it. I know it's challenging. We have school, all these things. Some of you are going on a vacation and going out of town. Whatever. Try your best. Watch The Chosen. Watch The Passion of the Christ. Whatever it is. Enter deeply into the drama that is Holy Week, that is our salvation, that is the war fought for our very life, for our very soul, against sin and death in Jesus Christ. Enter into it spiritually, but also personally, to be reflective, that where is God calling you to be better? Where is God calling you in your daily battles, in your daily struggles, to surrender to Jesus and to repent? Where is God calling you in the battles of your life to look to the victory of Jesus and say, the death and the resurrection of Jesus, the war that was fought for me, the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ, the battle that was won victorious for me is not in vain. Because I receive. I will be better. This battle march of Lent did make me better. This Holy Week did bring me to conversion. The Eucharist that I received does give me the sustenance and the food on this journey, on this battle of our lives. We need never lose hope, my brothers and sisters. Are we at war? Absolutely. But the war was won by Jesus. Do you have your battles? Absolutely. But Jesus gives you the grace to persevere, to endure, to fight for eternal life, for your salvation. Amen.